or if you were seated on him, you wanted to start riding.
Giddy up.
Okay. And if you wanted him to stop.
Whoa.
Alright. Have you ever heard women, especially if they were feeding their pigs while the pigs were around, and they might talk to the pigs, say something, call to them while they're feeding them?
Mm-mm.
Like, piggy, piggy, piggy.
I'm not that much of a country boy. I don't know.
Yeah, not sure about that. What about a chicken? Same thing.
No, I don't know.
Chicky, chicky, chicky.
Chicken. Picks the heck out of me. I don't know.
Okay. Say if a man wants to get his horse ready to go somewhere, when he puts the bridle and saddle and all that on him, he says he has to what the horse?
Tack. Tack up.
Hmm. I'm not familiar with that. Sounds like a technical horse term.
Well, a friend of mine rides a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Would it be correct to say you have to harness the horse?
I guess so.
Same thing.
I imagine.
Yeah, okay. Did you say that?
Harness.
The things that you hold in your hand when you're riding a horse, those are the...
Reins.
Now, what about if a man's plowing with animals, the things that he holds in his hand to guide the animals? Would those be reins, too, or lines?
As far as I know.
Have you ever heard them called lines?
No.
Okay. And what you put your feet in when you're riding a horse?
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard a particular name, say, if you have two horses hitched to a wagon? A name for the horse that's on the right?
Mm-mm.
Lead horse?
No, I've heard lead horse. I didn't know it was horse on the right.
Okay. This expression, if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a...
stone's throw.
Or maybe it's just a little... it's just a little over there? Little ways? Something like that? Okay. Or if you've been traveling and you still have a... good distance to go. You say that you had a before dark. Any idea? Like if you've been traveling one night, you want to go to Corinth. You stopped at Jackson.
Uh-huh.
You say we still
have a ways to go.
Okay. And something that's very common, you don't have to look for it in any special place. You say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if I slipped in your yard and I fell that way, I fell.
On your back?
Mm-hmm.
Backwards.
Fell. All right. And I fell.
Forwards.
Okay. Have any idea what you would call these trenches that are cut out by a plow?
Rows? Furrows?
Okay. And talking about raising something, a farmer might say, if he has a good yield, we raised a big... of wheat this year.
Crop.
Okay. Say if a man has a piece of land with a lot of bushes and trees on it and he wants to put it to cultivation.
Uh-huh.
You'd say he did what to it?
Cleared it.
Alright. Ever heard of any name for a piece of land that's just been cleared?
I don't think so.
New ground?
I haven't.
Alright. Or say if a man has just cut his hay off the field the first time. Then when it comes back up right after that. Ever heard that called anything in particular?
No.
Second cutting, second crop? Not familiar with that. All right. Any name for a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it? Like maybe you've got a peanut field and a corn comes up even though you didn't plant the corn.
Got me.
Heard that called a volunteer crop?
I don't think so.
Say, I don't know if you know anything about wheat or not, or whether it's grown in this area, but do you have any idea what you might call what you do with the wheat after you cut it, you tie it up into a...
No, I don't have any
idea. Okay, maybe a bundle or something like
that. Well, I thought bundle, but I don't...
Yeah, you know. Okay. Or maybe if you took a lot of these bundles and put them together into something bigger?
Bunch of bundles.
Have you ever heard a shock of wheat or shock wheat?
Mm-mm.